Apia girl, Techola Goris, Nachlosan Shayiswell, Kol Shaver Vishavit, Mahila girl, then Shur Magila Helk Ruba, Grand Shavit, where it says whether they're a big Shavit or a small Shavit, they receive the same portion. Schurat Smashma, the Eretz Yisrael will divide up equally into 12 different portions. And that's what it says, even though one Shavit was very big, and even though one Shavit was small, still they got the same thing. That's what it says, Bein Rav Lamat, they got equal portions. Because if you tell me that you go according to how many people were there, so what do you mean to tell me Bein Rav, Bein Lamat? No, it's not true. The ones that were more got more, the ones that were less, they got less. So it is a raya that they all took equally. That's one raya. The yoyt, secondly, tiny, we learned. Asid Eretz Yisrael, Shet Yitzchalik, Lishloi Shoyz Teshvotim. Mitz Hashem, Anon Yimim Mosh Mashiach, and it's so we divided up into 13 parts. Not 12 the way it was then, but into 13. Shebatchil at the beginning when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, lo yitzchalku ela l'shnei mosa shvotim. It was only divided up into 12 portions. Lo yitzchalku, so chur smash moso, it was divided up into 12 portions. Mashma 12 equal portions. Just lost a lovoy, then there'll be 13.
Yeah. Yeah, and later on we'll explain what's the 13th, who will be the 13th one. Yeah. And the third thing it says, Vloin is Chalkalel Bekesav. It was only divided up, Bekesav means according to the value of the land. Beksofa means, like, how much the land is worth. Shpam says, Sahashta, Mishael Chelek Yofo, Yunaisen Dom, and Lemisha Giloi, Chelek Kochosh. Like, it was divided up according to the value of the land. If somebody got a piece of land that was worth more, and somebody else got a piece that wasn't worth so much, could be they had to divide it back equally according to the value. As if to say, each Shevet got an equal value in the portion of Eretz Yisrael. So far, Smashmadol, that Sok Law was divided out into Shvatim equal Shvatim. Yeah, we'll soon explain what this means, Claw, about the Kesef. We'll soon see more. Shinev, the Apostle says, Ben Rav Lamat. The Omer of Yehuda saw the Yehuda, a land of the son Yehuda, Shava was worth Chomei Soim Begolol. It was worth 5 Soim and Golol. But his property here was worth more than the other. So it also went into the Cheshbon, how they made the Chalukah. And also, V'loi Neschalku Ela B'Gerul. They only divided up Eretz Yisrael with the Gerul. They used the Gerul. Shinev HaPosuk says, Ach B'Gerul. They had to use a girl, a lottery. They pulled out from a pot. They pulled out. Also, when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, it was only with the Urim V'Tumim. Like we'll soon learn. Shenemar, Apia girl, they used the girl. And Hoketzer, how did it work? Elazar Melubash Urim V'Tumim. Elazar the Kohen Gadol, he was wearing the Urim V'Tumim. The Yeshua V'Chol Yisrael Aimdim Lefanav. They were standing in front of him. The kalfe, they had like a kalfe is like a basket or a box. Shel shvatim, they had one box that had 12 shvatim and 12 different names of shvatim in that box. The kalfe shatchumim, and that a second box that had portions of Eretz Yisrael. Like we're saying, Eretz Yisrael was divided equally into 12 different portions, and they had 2 different boxes. Monochim lefanav was standing in front of Yeshua and Eliezer. It happened modern like this. Baruch HaKodesh, it was said Baruch HaKodesh that Zvulun Oila Tchum Akku. That Zvulun, you're going to get the Chelek in Akku. What happened? Oila Imoi Torah Bekalfei Shel Shvatim. Then they put the hand into the box of the Shvatim. V'yola V'yoda Zvulun. And that's happened. Just like the Basco said, he came out with his hand, Zvulun. Then Torah for Kalfish there's the Tchumim. Then they put the hand into the box that had the Tchumim for Yolo B'Yodet Tchumako, and it came out the Tchumako in Mama Shanes. Even before they really used the girl, El Basco came out of Ruach Kodesh and told them exactly who will be to who. Well, that's a good question. That's all part of the custom. Now, that's what the Urim V'Tumim was there. That Eliezer was doing the Urim V'Tumim, and Yeshua was picking out, and Yeshua Mamash picked out the same way the Urim V'Tumim said. Vaito, V'Choizer Omechav Ruach HaKodesh V'Yomer. Then again, the Urim V'Tumim, they start over Ruach HaKodesh, Naftoli Oila V'Tchum Genuser Oilimai, that should be Yotchum. What happened? Torah for Kalfa, they mixed up the box with the Shvatim, Shoshvatim, all of the other Naftali, came out of Naftali. Torah Pekalfish, the Tchum, the next up, the box of the Tchumim, for Yolo Biyode, Tchum Geneser, Mamish to where the Yom HaTurim said, the Chen Kol Shevet V'Shevet, the Loike Chalukash, every Shevet was the same way. So again, the Zohar Rayas, the Eretz Yisrael, the Chalukah was, Mamish, Shavah V'Shavah, that's the way they divided up, Eretz Yisrael. Alright, the turnover. Now the Gemara says, "V'chein shevet v'shevet." Now, v'loike chalukish loylo mazir, loylo mazir. The way they divide up Eretz Yisrael in this world, chalukish loylo mabo. It's not like the chalukah will be in loylo mabo. Loylo mazir, odem yesh loysod the lovin, ain loysod the pardis. Somebody has a sod the lovin that you grow various vegetables there. You don't have an orchard. So the pardis, somebody owns the pardis, an orchard tree, if your land here is good for using for orchards, is aimless for the loving. You don't have a field good to grow wheat. There's a different type of land, there. So if your nachla was a good land for orchards, plant orchards there. But leilam abo, it's not that way. Exactly what leilam abo, I'm not sure what it means to him, it means to Mashiach or afterwards. But leilam abo, ain lecho kol echad v'yechad, every single person, Shein loy bahar uvashrelu v'yemek. Every single shevet, every single person will own property in all types. In the mountains, in the lowlands, in the shvelo, the loan, you'll be able to have all different types. Shneimer the pasuk says, Shah Ruvain echot, Shah Yehud echot, Shah Levi echot. Kodesh Baruch Hu mechalek lem b'yatzmoy. And also Kodesh Baruch Hu will divide up by himself. Not through the Urim v'tumim, but by Kodesh Baruch himself. Shneimer, V'yela machlakusam yom Hashem. Ba'kol ponim ketonim yis, once again to us, what do we learn at the beginning? Ketonim yis shebetchilo, lo yinitzchak wel l'shnei masa shvotim. At the beginning, Klai Eretz Yisrael was divided up into 12 shvotim. Shemamina, from here, was a clear proof, l'shvotim iflug, shemamina. From here, it's a clear proof that how was Eretz Yisrael divided up, and Echnami was divided according to the shvotim, and not according to the multiply, according to how many people was in each shevet. Like even though one shevet had more people than the other shevet, they did not get more Yerusha than the other shevet. Each shevet, like Eretz Yisrael, was divided into 12 equal portions, and each chelik cut equally. All right, we'll stop here. The Shavuot Gemara was, when they made the Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael to divide up the land, did they divide up equally, like 12 Shvatim, 12 equal portions, and each Shevet got an equal portion? Or did they divide it up according to how many people were in each Shevet? So a Shevet that had more amount of people got a bigger portion. That was a Shalom the Gemara. Gemara brought three Rayas that they divided up Eretz Yisrael equally into into 12 different portions. First was in the Pasuk Bein Rav Lamat, and three different writers we had. Yeah. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says also, where should we start from here? We'll go over again. We're from 10 lines from the top, we'll go over again. Before Shinema, also, even before that. So go. When it's chalkwell of a girl, from the 5 lines down, that the first chalukah was with a girl. Shem the pasuk says ach the girl. When it's chalkwell of a girl, was also a chalukah was done with the urim v'tumim. Shem the pasuk says al pi ha girl. The case said, how does it come out? From 10 lines down. Eloza, this is by the first chalukah of Eretz when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Eloza melubash urim v'tumim. He was wearing the urim v'tumim. The Yeshua of the chol Yisrael earned in front of. And Yeshua and the whole chol Yisrael was standing in front of Eliezer. Eloza. The Kalfe Shel Shvotim. There were two different boxes, like a girl, a lottery in front of them. The Kalfe Shel Shvotim, there's one box that had 12 pieces of parchment on it, a different shevet on it. The Kalfe Shel Tchumim. Menachem Lefonov, there was another box that had 12 different portions of Eretz Yisrael divided equally. Voyim Mechavim Ruach HaKodesh. The way the Chalukah was that nobody could have any complaints was Mamash first with the Ruach HaKodesh. That means the Eloza asked the Urim V'tumim, and the Omad, the Urim V'tumim said, Zvulin Oyla Tchum Akku, that Zvulim, you will receive the Chelek in Akku. What happened? Oyla Imoy, so Tchum Akku Oyla Imoy, and you get the Tchum Akku. What happened? Torah Pekalfa, they mixed up the box that had the Shvatim in it, Shal Shvatim, for Yol Biyod is willing. Whoever was a Munna was appointed to do this, when he came up, Mamash, it happened the way the Ruach Kodesh, the way the Urim Thummim said, that the came up was Zvulun. Then Torah Pekalfa Shachumim, then they shook up the box that had the 12 different portions of Eretz Yisrael, for Yol Biyod, Tchum Akul, Kenan Akul. And they went to the second next shavit. And they asked the Urim Thummim, Vayimir, he said Naphtali, that the next one was Naphtali. Oyla came up. And what's going to be the Tchum of Naphtali? It's going to be Genusar. So what happened then? Torah Pekalfa, they mixed up the boxes. Shel Shvotim, Vayol Biyod Naphtali, Ken Enechlami, came out Shevet Naphtali. Torah Pekalfa Shachumim, they mixed up the box that had the one with the tchumim, the yola biyada tchum genusar, and it came on him the tchum of genusar. The chen kol sheva v'sheva, every sheva with every sheva v'sheva went the same way.
Yeah,
the chen kol sheva v'sheva. That's how the chulukah was. Almost like a nest. That first the tumim said exactly which shevet was going to get which portion, and then the pasuk goes and says apia girl that they picked out from the girl, and the mamish came out that way that shevet and that nachla came out together. Then it says, the way they divided the Eretz Yisrael now, then, is not going to be the way they divided the Mitzvah Shem, Leilu Mabo. What does it mean? Leilu Mazil, Odin Yeshua, Sadal Ovin. In this world now, if you have a field that you could use for planting vegetables on, Lovin, Tfuwa, wheat, Ein Loi Sadal Pardis, it's no good to plant orchards. Sadal Pardis, Ein Loi Sadal Lovin. If you have a field that's good to plant orchards, it's no good to plant the vegetables. Every single shevet, every single nachlo, every single shevet, every single portion you'll get will have all three types in it. There'll be like a mountain, a low area, all will be together. Shem Rapostik says, Shar Ruvein Echod, Shar Yud Echod, Shar Levi Echod. And they'll all be like one Shar, Mashma, they'll all be the same type of Yerusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechalkon Lehem Biyatzmai, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasa Lavoi will give it out himself, not through Vetumim, not through a girl, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shneimer Apostle says, V'yela Machlakosu Nium Hashem.
Yeah.
HaKol Ponim Ketoni Mi is what we learn here, that Shevetchilu Lo Nitzchalku Elo L'Shnei Masa Shvotim, Shmamina L'Shvotim, Ifluk Shmamina. This is the proof of the first Shiloh, that when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, the chalukah was they divided up Eretz Yisrael into 12 equal portions. And then they made a girl to know which shevet gets which portion. Oh mama, what we just said before, I see Eretz Yisrael shetefchalik l'shloi shosh shvatim. Even though now when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, it was divided up into 12 shvatim, because Manasseh and Ephraim were considered two, even Levi was not included, so the 12 then was Manasseh and Ephraim, but lost the lover, there'll be 13. So the question is, Idach Laman, who's going to be the 13th Shevet? Lost of Lavoi, Menashe and Ephraim will only be considered like one, they'll only be like Yosef. And Levi will be included. So lost of Lavoi, we have Mamash the 12 Shvatim. But the question is, where's the 13th? Who's going to be the 13th? What do you mean it'll be divided up into 13 parts? Omer Rav Chisda, Lenosi. It goes on, the Nosi, Rashi, Rashbam says, that means the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach, who get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael also. The pasuk says, for Yoive the ear, Yavdua Mikol Shifte Yisrael. For Yoive Mashma, the one that's working, that's taking care, Rashi says, Hainu Nosi. He's the Nosi, the Melech HaMashiach, the Yo Rabbi Mutla Love. And on him it says, he'll receive a chelik also. Oh, Malay Rav Popola Bar, Popola Bar, so by you know, Eima Rungar Bialma. Who said the Oivid means like the Melech HaMashiach? Maybe it means any workman. It means the worker of the city. Sigmar says, no, Loisak, don't think like that. The Pasuk says, V'yahanoisala, Nosi, Mizeh, Mizeh, L'Truma Sakodish, Ulachuzos here. Says, V'yahanoisala, Nosi. Mashmu, we're talking about here the Nosi, the special appointed one, the Melech HaMashiach. He is the one that will take the 13th portion of Eretz Yisrael. V'yahanoisala, Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach will also get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That's how we divide it up into 13 parts. Right. Then we had before the Lein Yischal Kolos Lelo L'Ksofim. The Eretz Yisrael was first divided up. It was divided up according to the value. l'ksofim, according to how much each piece of land is worth. Shenema, the Pesach says, bein rav lamat, whether a lot or a little. Samor says, lamai. What does it mean to say when the first divided up Eretz Yisrael, it was divided up according to the value? Hilein, if you want to tell me, l'shufr v'sanyo, that means, enechnami, if one shevet got very good land, shufr means good land, and one shevet got bad land, so let's say their land is worth $1 million, and their land was only worth $500,000, so we'll have to pay them back the difference in price? If that's what you mean, mamish, that we'll have to give back money for the difference of the value of the lands, Fred Gemara, Otto, B'Shuftonim, Askinon, are we talking about Ashreite here, Shuftonim, that they make such chaluka, or else vice versa, Mestavro, that that's what they're going to give back, according to the value of the land. Rashi says, the Mestavri, Menachlosim, Bezuzi, that they're going to give away from their own chelek money? Avad, that's not the pshat over here. That can't be the pshat that's found that was worth more money. They're going to give back money for the value of it. El, or rather, the difference of price of what they'll give back is l'kroiva or rechayka. That one land is closer to Yerushalayim and one land is further. It's a bigger yichus to be close to Yerushalayim. You have to go el regal. It's easy to get there. So that's what it means. And really, how did they give it back? Helu, that means a shevet that lived close to Yerushalayim, and then another shevet that got the nachla very far away from Yerushalayim, so they felt bad they lived so far away. So the ones closer had to like supplement them and give them money for the fact that they was there to be closer, and the other ones are so far away. No, the mamash gave them back some extra land. They said, listen, we'll do you a favor. We realize we're closer to Yerushalayim. We got a better deal here than you did. So we'll give you back some karka. Yeah. So that's what it means, that the chluka was done. Biksofa means, according to how far and how close you were to Yerushalayim, they made compensations to give you something back. Now it says also the chluka was done with a girl. They had to use a girl. Shinelan Apostle says, ach the girl. Tony will learn like this, ach the girl, that what chluka was given out through a girl, like we just learned before, they pulled out of the box, they shaved it and pulled out of the box the lands, the different chluka of Eretz Yisrael, but Yotza Yeshua the Caliph, Yeshua the Caliph, they, Yerusha, did not come through the girl. So more says Lamai, what do you mean to tell me? What portions did Yeshua and Caliph get not through the girl? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Lord Shakel Klaal, they did not take it all with the girl, they did not take a chelik at all. Hashto, you want to say they didn't take a chelik at all, they didn't get a portion of Eretz Yisrael at all, that can be. Hashto, the Lav did too. Shakel, Madr, they took the portion that doesn't belong to them. Like we learned before, from the rest of the Meraglim, Yeshua and Kalev took their portions. So Yeshua and Kalev divided up the chalukah of the rest of the Meraglim. So they took other people's chalukah Yerusha. So did who, me boy? For sure they had their own rights for their own chalik in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean to say Yeshua Kalev didn't take an Eretz Yisrael? Ela means like this, Shaloi notlu begurl. Elo api Hashem means Yeshua the Kalev, their own chalik that they got in Eretz Yisrael was not through the girl, but was rather with api Hashem. How do we know this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Yeshua, this is your portion, and Hashem told Kalev himself, this is your portion. How do we know this? The Pesach says, Api Hashem nitnu loy, esir asher sholes timnas sorach, bar Ephraim. This was the land given to Yeshua. So it says, Api Hashem, mashma Hashem himself was the one that gave it to Yeshua. So the Gemara says sorach, it says the word sorach,